You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're listening to Morning Focus here on Clare FM this morning on the texts as in the phones, as Fiona already shared with us. It is the nurses that's got you talking. Steve would love to know how it is that the same groups are talking about strikes on a regular basis. Are things so great in the private sector that we rarely or never hear about industrial action there? Well, there's smaller staffing numbers, I suppose. There's still industrial issues in private sector, but they get swallowed up a little bit differently and are quietened down a little bit differently, and of course there isn't a government to give out about in those particular cases. And speaking of the private sector, another texter has been in touch. This person works in the private sector, was laid off in the bad days and married to a nurse. We used to have heated debates about public versus private sector before. I would never support the public sector going on strike, but nurses have my backing now. This so-called government is a waste of space, says the texter this morning. We have plenty more comments and we will get to them very shortly indeed. But we're going to change the tone a little bit now, because today is the day, and a big day for many of the brightest students across the county and country who have converged on this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. It kicks off this morning, and over the coming days we're going to meet as many of the Clare students as we can and learn a little bit about their projects. First of all, Jack Brown. Jack is a student at St. Fannan's College in Ennis. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Tell us about your project.
My project, the title is A Method for Direct Conversion of Electrical Energy into Controlled Linear Motion.
And what exactly is that, please?
Basically, what I tried to do is I tried to create a device that would take electricity and create a motion backwards and forwards that I can control.
Okay.
So it's very similar to hydraulic pistons, like you'd see on large farm machinery like excavators or tractors and so on.
Sure.
But this one is a miniaturized version, and I hope to be able to use it in humanoid robots, so like large walking robots, and also to be used in bionic limbs. So if you want to replace an arm or a leg, these can be used to move that and give it motion.
And is this new? Has it been done before in this area? Are you applying the technology from elsewhere into it to a new area?
No, I designed everything from scratch. So I designed the actual device itself, the electronics board that goes behind it to drive it, and even the software on it. I have seen other devices that have similarities to this, but there's nothing same as what I've done.
Okay, and how much work goes into that? How long have you been working on this one?
I've been working since April.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so was that all with the aim of getting to the RDS?
At first it was just see what would come of the idea. But eventually it just evolved into, I want to be here.
Okay. And now that you are there and everything's kicking off this morning, what's it like? Paint a picture for those of us who've never been. It's a busy spot.
It's very busy. There's projects going off left and right of me. And the nerves are starting to kick in now.
But, are you nervous about the judging side of things?
Yeah.
Why? You're well able.
I've never done anything like this before.
But that's a good thing as well. You know, I know I fully accept what you're saying, and I completely understand why, when you have put in countless hours of work into it, that you would be nervous when somebody comes to run the rule over it. But it must be a great experience. I hope come the weekend you're delighted that you took part.
I'm sure I will be. Yeah.
And
thank you.
What year are you in, Jack?
I'm in transition year.
And is technology, because it sounds more technology than science, but is this the sort of area that you want to go into in the future?
Most likely, yes. At home, I'm always working on some form of electronics or software, or 3D printing. Mm. It's something I do as well. That's what I do. Instead of playing video games or something, I just go do this.
Great stuff. Good stuff. Look at it. It sounds fabulous. Does it matter if you get a prize? Does it matter if you win? Or what are your hopes for the days to come?
I think just getting here was an achievement in itself. I'm just going to try and do my best here, but whatever comes of it, I'll be happy with it.
Well, look, it, the very best of luck to you. And well done on getting that far, because there are more students and more projects to miss out than get in. So a massive well done. And I hope it goes really well for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. All the very best. Jack Brown there. He's a student at St. Fallon's College in Ennis. One of two projects from the school that is the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. And the very best of luck to everybody from St. Fallon's in that one. And from all the Clare schools, there's 8 Clare schools in total that are represented there this week. Another one is St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point, where a number of students have entered a project there, including Senan Tubridy. Good morning to you, Senan. Hello, Senan.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Sorry, I have the wrong fader up there. Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. You're also setting up today. How are the nerves? We were just hearing from Jack from St. Flannan's. He was telling us he was nervous. Is it the same for the students from Spanish Point?
There's no nerves, no. We're just ticking away now, counting down time.
Talk to me about, we'll get onto your project in a second, right? But talk to me about what you do to set up. So you've got a stand, I presume?
Yeah, you have a big stand and you've made a big poster. And we came here last night to prepare and, you know, the likes. So now we're going to, this morning we stuck it up and get everything ready. So it starts now at 12 o'clock.
Very good.
So we're looking forward to an hour.
And you what, stand there and wait for the judges to come around and see if anybody else calls to say hello, is it?
Yeah, waiting, you know, talking away and making friends, hopefully.
Very good. And there does always seem to be a good kind of camaraderie and you get to know people and you see the other projects.
People of like, people of similar interests and that kind of thing.
All right. So now you have to tell me what your project's all about.
Yeah, a project, we designed a propeller in the shape of the Fibonacci sequence, which is a sequence when you add the previous number to the next, so 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. And our idea for this was if we can induce a vortex in a pipe, that would be more efficient than your regular propeller.
Right. Where did the idea come from?
To be honest with you, I could tell you an apple hit my head, but I just kind of thought of it now. There's no good story with it, to be honest.
There's no real story, it just kind of came to you, is it?
Yeah, I'd say that's about it.
Fair enough. And so what, you've designed an actual propeller? Yeah. There's a working propeller, I presume, as part of the stand?
Yeah, we designed up to 15 now on SolidWorks design, and we have two printed. Luckily, we got the loan of a 3D printer to use, and we have our best two printed.
Very good. And so what, you turn them on, they start spinning, and they do what exactly?
They can displace air or liquid. And we test them on SolidWorks to give us our best results, and our physical testing would, you know, give us a more realistic show of what they actually
sure.
do for us.
SolidWorks is software of some sort.
Yes, okay. Software is it.
So is there an application to this, or is it just for the sake of doing it?
The idea would be that it would be more efficient, and so far they have shown up to be more efficient, that if you could apply it in pumps, airplanes, boats, anything that uses or displaces water or liquid, essentially, and this way you'd be cutting down on fuel and more cheaper and more efficient, so you'd be cutting down on emissions.
Okay, very good. You did this with Liam and Damien, is that right?
Yes, Liam and Damien.
Are they there with you?
Yeah, I'll hand you on to Damien or Liam here.
Perfect, lovely stuff. That is
thanks for
and you, Senan, appreciate it. Senan Tubridy there. He's a student at St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. So too is Liam Blake. How are you getting on, Liam?
All right, well, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us on the programme. So, Senan was just telling us that, you know, you've designed this propeller and it could be more efficient. Is it more efficient or have you been able to test it against what's already been used in the market, shall we say?
So basically we put it through two programs, Flow Express Analysis and SolidWorks Flow Analysis. And, well, Flow Express Analysis is just water flowing over the prop. Mm. And it seems that it made a vortex that was just shown its shape. And then for the flow analysis, we saw that the water came in slower. There's a vortex induced with the propeller. And then it came out quicker. So, yes, it shows that it is more efficient.
Okay.
And we compared that to the test of a standard prop, and it seems to be more efficient.
So if, for example, I'm trying to simplify it, and you'll probably tell me I'm very wrong, but if, for example, somebody had a boat and had a prop that was using to push it across a lake or something, should they be using your propeller instead of the traditional one?
That's exactly it, yeah. Yeah, well more so in pipes, because we're not fully conclusive on the open water tests, but inside pipes it seems to be much more efficient.
And are there
potentially there is.
Are there many uses for propellers in pipes?
Yeah, there is. Loads, sure. I know we're meant to be focused on the environment part, but over in the Saudis, they're used to pump oil so much, so there's a lot of profit over there.
A lot of money in that. You could be making a fortune yet, Liam.
Yeah, Gavin, that's right.
Are you enjoying the process of putting it all together? Or do you mean?
Yeah, it's great crack it is, yeah.
When did you start working on this one?
We started working it probably, maybe third week in September.
Okay, so it's still a number of months' work. It's a lot of work that goes into it. And does it mean a lot to have been to qualify for the exhibition?
It does, yeah. I meant a lot, yeah. We're all very excited that we were chosen.
Do you want to win prizes?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Well, we don't know if there's anyone over that, but sure, I'll try.
Good stuff. Damien is there as well, I'm told, Liam.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to him for a couple of minutes. Good man, all the best. Liam Blake there, another one of the students at St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. Damien Devereaux, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning to you as well.
And thanks very much for joining us on the programme. How has this process getting involved in the exhibition, has it changed how you view science? Has it opened your eyes up? Has even what's around you this morning kind of changed how you look at science in terms of maybe going into it as a career or something?
It has, because it's been very time consuming over the last few months, so like we're always around it and we're learning new things and stuff like that. So
do you ever get fed up of it, or is it enjoyable?
Sometimes, but you just have to put that to the side and keep them going.
And do you get much support from the school?
Yeah, we have a lot of help from teachers.
Great stuff, and that's probably really important, I would imagine.
Yeah, because they were freeing up their time to help us.
Of course, absolutely. But you're doing a lot outside of school as well, because I mean, you're on top of this, you're doing Irish, English, Maths and all the other subjects as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And what year are you guys in?
Transition year.
So this is a good year to give it a shot.
Yeah, try out new things and stuff.
And what are you looking forward to over the coming days?
Hopefully we'll do good in the competition and give it a go.
Very good. And is there a lot going on in terms of bits outside of the competition and different displays, etc.?
Yeah. There's small competitions like that. Best stall and stuff.
Good stuff. You get a chance to see everybody else's ideas as well, I hope.
Yeah, and they get to see ours.
you'll be fed up telling the stories you've been telling to me over the past few minutes. Well, look, well done to you. And, fabulous stuff. And I wish you all the very best. And thanks for joining us this morning.
I'll put you on to Mr. Guilfoyle.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yes. Thanks very much. That's Damien Devereaux there from St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. Anthony Guilfoyle is a science teacher there. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning.
They're three bright young fellas, no doubt about it.
They are. They're three bright, very excited young fellas now. They're raring to go for the RDS, so they seem to be enjoying it so far.
What do you make of this whole exhibition, this process, and what it does for the students? I mean, I focus on it from a point of view of getting them into science, and that's really important. But you know what? Even just the pure skills and ability to apply yourself to a long-term project, to deliver it, all that sort of stuff is very important.
Exactly, and it helps build all those skills. It helps, it fosters that inquisitiveness that's in all of us, you know, and it gives a different outlook to students, you know. It's not just in the classroom now. They can take it out, they interact with different people, you know, adults and things like that. And it builds so many different skills that, say, that they'll need, as you say, later on in life with major projects and things like that.
And we have 15 projects from across Clare, from 8 different schools, including yourselves in Spanish Point. That's fantastic to see.
Yes, there's a lot of great work being done in the science and the STEM subjects, as they call it, the science and maths area, which is lovely to see in the county, and it gives kind of great hope for future scientists coming out of Clare.
Absolutely, indeed. Is it a lot of work from a teacher's point of view?
It is, but when you've got a good group that'll work with you, you know, it makes it a lot easier. You want to get the kids involved and get them learning as much as they can and getting as much out of the experience as they can. So it's when you've a nice group working with you, it's very easy.
A1. Look, I wish you all the best, Anthony. Appreciate your time this morning. And best of luck to everybody from Clare, including yourselves from Spanish Point.
Thank you very much.
All the very best. That's Anthony Guilfoyle there. And before that, we heard from Senan Tuberty, Liam Blake and Damien Devereaux, teacher and students, respectively, of St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. And before that, Jack Brown from St. Fallon's in Ennis. Plenty more Clare students. We'll meet as many of them as we can over the next couple of days and hopefully bring in news of some success as well in terms of the prizes at the end of the week. But always like to give them time and give them airtime and highlight their work, because they put me to shame, whatever about you anyway. It's more than focus here on Clare FM. We'll get to more of your comments and talk about the Ennis Book Club Festival next.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.